This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Scorching heat, floods, and a tornado. Millions of Americans are feeling the effects of climate change and a newly formed El Nino, say scientists. The AP's Lisa Dwyer takes us on a challenging tour across the nation.
A tornado tore through a large Pfizer pharmaceutical plant in North Carolina. It's the latest in a string of extreme weather events to plague the United States. Pfizer said there were no reports of serious injuries and that all plant employees were safely evacuated before the tornado ripped through their plant near Rocky Mount. Phoenix broke an all-time record Wednesday morning for a warm, low temperature of 97 degrees. And Kentucky is bracing for yet more rain after flash floods prompted recent rescues from rain-swamped homes and vehicles. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Washington says there's no word yet from North Korea on that American soldier who bolted across the heavily armed border from South Korea. The U.S. has been trying to find out how Private Travis King is and where he is, but so far, no response from North Korea. A winning ticket in the billion-dollar Powerball drawing. The ticket sold in Los Angeles. Brenda Rogers isn't there. She's in San Leandro, California, but she bought two Powerball tickets, hoping to win.
It's just for fun. I usually just get one of each of the lottery tickets. I figure if it was fate, I only need to buy one. But it's such a high amount, so I'm splurging, and I got two of each this time. Just because it's fun. Everybody's like in a fun mood with it.
Brenda Rogers in San Leandro, California. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. Claims fell by 9,000 to 228,000 for the week ending July 15th. Today, Oklahoma is executing a man who killed a Tulsa woman with a butcher knife in 1995. This is AP News. Now to New York City. The AP's Donna Warder.
New York City is agreeing to pay more than $13 million to racial justice protesters. A civil rights lawsuit was brought on behalf of roughly 1,300 people who were arrested or beaten by police during summer of 2020 demonstrations following the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. The lawsuit focuses on 18 of the many protests that erupted in New York, and experts say if approved by a judge, it would be among the most expensive payouts ever awarded in a lawsuit over mass arrests. Attorneys and plaintiffs say many of those arrested or subjected to force by the NYPD during those demonstrations will each be eligible for just under $10,000 in compensation. I'm Donna Warder.
Gas is $3.58 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.